Well, Henry, all right, that's okay.
Nelson was really raving about the trip yesterday. I just got...
Basically, we have to realize in the news summary, and generally anymore, if
meeting is appropriate.
Well, especially on this issue, because Buchanan on this issue isn't quite rational.
One thing I think we ought to do, Henry, is to stop on time. I know it's not just surprise that New York Times Lieutenant Hugh was talking and he was critical. Now, Hugh is maybe getting too big for his directions.
Hugh was critical?
Yeah. Did you know the New York Times, they listened to the six reactions in Asia, they have Hugh, Buchanan, and the rest. Hugh said that he wished we had made, he said we should have made the same strong statement for South Vietnam that we had made about the country of Korea.
As we made it that strong statement.
But, which he doesn't understand, apparently, the treaty. But I think Bunker should say that we don't want any more crap. You know, it's time to be telling some of these people.
I agree.
Don't you agree?
I agree.
And because my statement on Vietnam is well, first, the Chinese statement was unbelievably weak, and ours is just like it always has been.
That's right. And Hanoi is going ape over it. Well, actually, Mr. President, I think it helps us a bit to have some of the writing.
Yeah.
Opposition.
Yeah. Nelson felt that too. As he mentioned before he talked to you. One group that I would like you to see the following week is remember that Billy Graham game that they had?
Good.
Not this week, because here we're all going to be busy, but the following week, I told Graham to take a week, and I told Paul. So all you do is an hour. He'll have a stronger group, but he's got to get the evangelicals and all the rest.
Oh, that was a good group, I enjoyed that.
Well, the point is that they all mean well, and frankly, they don't understand Taiwan. They don't understand the realities of the situation. I mean, what the hell? And the question is, nothing's going to happen to Taiwan at this point. And second, as far as the future is concerned, well, Mao put it pretty well when he said, look, China isn't going to fight about Taiwan, and neither is the United States, so what the hell even do? Does anybody in his right mind believe, does anybody in his right mind, that if Taiwan were attacked by China at the present time, that an American president will order him?
Well, and does anyone believe that the people who are sort of nagging at the fringes of the communique would support you if you tried it?
Yeah, like you were hungry, but...
Running
that's why he said we sold out Taiwan. Oh, for Christ's sake, Trump has always been against Taiwan.
Incidentally,
I'm only putting these up because you do see people from time to time. I think it's important to not let them think that first that we did put on a good show over there. You know what I mean? That it was good, tough marketing, that we didn't get taken in. The sellout on Taiwan doesn't worry me so much. I think that can be knocked down. But I think that it's also important to say that on the secret deal that got us so done. You know, we were so careful not to have any secret deals. You know what I mean? We have.
But that's one sophisticated, the more sophisticated attack that is starting now. We just got a glimmer of in the Washington Post yesterday. There was a long article by fellow called Ravenal, who was in the Defense Department under McNamara. His name is Ravenal.
Oh, he's bad.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is he's attacking you for being too tough in the communique. He says that the reason, he says the section on Taiwan doesn't mean anything. It was a tough restatement of our position, and therefore you did not get more out of China than you would have. You would have received diplomatic relief. And that's a much more sophisticated line than the one you sold out Taiwan.
And the fact that is that you took sure also for our leaders to get off on them on Vietnam.
Yeah.
He may get off on them on it, but I agree.
Well, no, I've just read his article. He's obviously rewritten it. The headline, what should it be, he should have said it better. Now the question is, should he have said it better? And he says, if it helped in other matters, it was well worthwhile. Well, now it's balanced. He's a skyrocket. He goes off. He doesn't have the big picture that his brother does.
I don't know
if it's worth it. Well, he influences a lot of journalists.
Yeah. But the point is, we know what the big picture is.
He knows, the Russians know, I haven't. Here I have an intelligence report of what the Chinese communists are putting out to their own people. This is not what they're putting out publicly. And they state the important things to their own people in this order. The most important aspect of the communique is to join the agreement between China and America not to allow any one country to dominate Asia. That is, the plan of the Soviet revisionists to dominate the region are being thwarted. So,
straight direction.
Yes, it was further observed that if the US and China would fight hand in hand against domination by the Soviet revisionists, then there would be a possibility that world peace could be obtained. However, the countries were cautioned to remember that what was covered in the communique could only be taken as a first step. Second, in regard to gradual progress towards mutual trade, it was China's intention to expand the trade gradually. Third, with respect to Taiwan, China would not resort to arms to liberate Taiwan, but would follow a policy of peaceful coexistence. Now that's what they tell their own people. So,
well, what we have to, as I told you, what we have to realize, Henry, is that in terms of the trip and the substance of the trip, our political enemies are absolutely flabbergasted, not because of the communique and the substance and so forth and so on, but flabbergasted because of the enormous effect it had in terms of presidential presence, etc.
And of transforming your image, Mr.
Yeah,
President. Yeah. You are just no longer the same person and vulnerable in the same way as you were.
Well, that's true.
I think
the second point is, though, the second point that is important, you know, is to remember that with that in mind, they are utterly, almost irrational. And they will be attacking this kind of nitpick, communicating kind of nitpick. What was it worth? I mean, take the short house off.
Now it's a question. And on the whole, if I just skipped it, it's positive. It was totally negative before I talked to him on Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I invited him for lunch.
What kind of thing?
Well, I'm seeing him for lunch. But when I invited him for lunch, he said, he told my secretary that he was writing an article I wouldn't like, so I called him up and I said, Stuart, I hate to be blackmailed like that. You can come for lunch and write whatever you want. But I said, incidentally, what did you write? So he said, well, I said, now look, do you think if we did have an understanding on Hanoi, it would be in the communique? I don't see how you can be so unsophisticated.
Of course, of course, of course. Did you see that? I said that almost publicly.
I told him,
he said, just what you've seen.
Have you seen what Hanoi said? And have you compared what China usually says with what it said in this communique? You would have shook it. He wasn't bothered by Taiwan.
No, well, he's smart. Well, he's always been in China. Joe, on the other hand, he may influence him.
Yeah, I'm seeing Joe in a little bit coming in this morning.
Is he?
Yeah, but it's because he's got a lot of influence. So
he's basically positive.
Oh, totally positive.
He sees the point. What are his arguments? What does he see?
Well, he sees the anti-Soviet point. And my fear is
that... This goes too far, yeah.
Indeed, I've done. I have been thinking, Mr. President, about your written report to the Congress. It's easy to do. I'm wondering whether it's wise, because there's no way you can write it without covering Taiwan. If you give too unambiguous a commitment, it's a direct challenge to Peking. If you don't give an unambiguous commitment, I think you're in good shape. I had Haig analyze the weekend press. I read it. Most of the articles, in fact, all of the articles are positive. Now, I didn't see that at Gramsci show, but it doesn't have much following, and that's all they're covering in the news.
They always cover it.
I know, but in the news, they
are all
But were they negative, too?
Yes. The news summary generally picks the negative stuff. It's not that easy. They
well, I've got to read that because, but it may be, I just don't find it among my intellectual friends, among anybody else.
They well, I don't think that's an expert man. You've got any problem on that. We're just stonewalling the written report.
Well, I'll get it written and show it to you.
No. The hell with writing it. We're not going to use it. We're too busy. The point is that if there isn't a hell of a lot of it, why don't you do it?
Well, my
thing is, I'm just thinking how I can handle it. I'm busy. I'll say something. Well, I've made a statement when I return. Secretary of State is satisfied. We have had our sisters on a very sensitive background. That is the position. Period.
Yeah,
for all the purpose of I shouldn't mention
that. Yes. You shouldn't mention my background then.
Yeah.
But you could have a press conference in the same house.
Well, I say I'm getting used to a press conference. Well, your background has been nothing for
a yeah, but I don't want to publish the text. Or you can say.
I see we won't do that. All right, we'll say that there have been a press conference again. I communicated my statement. My return was a complete report.
That's my instinct, Mr. President.
Well, that's your instinct. You see, it isn't worth just you diddling people. I was just thinking that we may find that some pressures to report to the nation on it. You know, Goldwater did it, Nancy did it. But I inclined to think that maybe we won't. Maybe we won't get the pressures.
But I'll get it done and show it.
Why get it done?
Well, just so that we have it. But I am uneasy that because I think on balance, Shaw's domestic problem is a hell of a lot worse than yours. And our
crime has to be picked out as the only subject, I agree.
That's right, and the Radio Moscow and so forth are kind of present. And our problems now are minor, but if Peking suddenly turned on us, then we would have massive problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the argument would be if he did all of this and he didn't even get.
Marcus's idea of an Asian summit sounds like a bull's interest with the Indian.
I think they right out the bunch of jackals. Not Marcus.
We clear there will be more jackals. We have that always, but the thing about the jackals this time, and they're tackling a bigger animal, it's going to be very, very hard for them.
They are.
I think your point is well taken. That the whole effect of this trip that went far beyond communicating. Far beyond the substance, it had to do with the presidential presence.
But with your dignity, Mr. President,
all over that
the public media have described you as a sort of a tricky, untrustworthy opportunist. There for a week, for hours at a time, with no faking possible, you behaved in a way that Americans were proud of. There was just no way you could fake that. So they have to attack you now on a much higher level. In the past, it was automatic to say you were lying. And they could sort of, I can't say they could make it stick, but it was at least a tenable argument, a possible argument.
We're not going to be talking about incidentally. Let's just decide not to have the report. Don't put the people through the agony of preparing the thing. I think they should prepare the Rogers talking so or do you
get to know? I've got some instructions drafted for you.
Would you not think that's a good
yes, idea? I've drafted them as instructions to me, Rogers and Blair, so that it isn't.
Yeah.
So that it isn't invidious.
Yeah. Why don't we say it also to the Vice President?
Okay.
In other words, statutory members of the Security Council, plus the copies of the Security Council, and statutory members.
Now, one thing I've uncovered over the weekend, these damn people in Martha Green's shop, at this time I don't think Bill has anything to do with it, have been encouraging a private negotiation between Cambodia and North Vietnam, in which Cambodia takes itself out of the war literature for opening up Sihanoukville and the Northeast for supplies. I don't give much of a damn. But if there's one thing we suffered and agonized for, and they lied to us, they did it all by airgram. They didn't do it by telegram.
Why would we have control of that ambassador?
No. I think we have to pose my God. He has been consistently solved.
Well, we can't have that.
and we can't touch him anyway.
Huh?
A few weeks ago, he nearly brutalized Lon Nol because he thought Lon Nol was making a coup. It's none of our bloody business how they run their internal affairs. And we ought to get a strong man in there. Because we've got this thing now at a point.
Why not White House?
Democrat was at a dinner here with 12 Democrats. And she said 11 of them said they were going to vote for you. And only one of them held out his change.
You know what they say? Our Democratic friends, I noticed this morning in the paper, which that they had their debate, so-called debate. And they go around about, not that you know, about who disclosed his campaign finances and so forth. And
that's what killed them. What are they going to say?
Now they want to get on Michigan, on Metro, on the IT, and T.
You've got Vietnam, you've killed it now. Who would have thought that this could go through 4 years? Now, one of two things are going to happen at the end of March. If they manage to get Vita Co secretly into Paris, we don't get the immediate public impact, but we know then they're really serious. And we still have the card to play. They wouldn't get him in secretly unless they were serious.
Well,
here,
if we need at that time, we will blow up if you hear tell we can get it out any possible way.
That's right. I think
we're going to play it that way now. No more is business as well. We blow the channel, this and that. Right now, everything's for politics.
That's right. Well, I think, though, if there is a chance of that being taken seriously, we ought to exploit it.
I agree. We'd like so.
Because the biggest coup possible would be a settlement.
Yes, it would be. And also the biggest danger is to have a war going on, still going on in September and October.
If they come to Paris secretly, that means they're giving up talking to the Harrimans, to the New York Times, and the...
Only what Harriman's saying about all this, if you're
not preparing quiet, must be able to say anything. I don't know what happened. He's probably deploring what we're doing to his soul.
Probably. If they're smart, then we're talking about it. That's the other one. I'm a cigarette as well. It's all going to be forgotten. It will never be forgotten. That's one thing they're wrong on.
Do you agree? Absolutely.
The tree kills. It's not going to be forgotten anymore. The new moon landing is forgotten.
It's a unique experience. We have to keep the Chinese from kicking over the trade.
That's the main danger.
And that's why we...
See, that's why we won't have a real report. Yeah, and that's going to be reported to the nation. That's a busing right this week.
And I think we're better off taking a little punishment from the right than to take a major punishment from Peking.
Oh, we cannot. We can take the punishment from the right. I'm not a bit concerned about it. No. When I speak of it, if you notice, things of both that I did raise problems of it, the line of secret deals, that must be knocked out. There were no secret deals. The second point is that we got taken on what? That's silly.
But
the way you got to do that is to say it was good hard bargaining.
Well, but above all, what did we get taken on, and what people say it was a moderate success? What do they mean? What could we have gotten that we didn't get? Let them name one thing that we could have gotten that
they might have pissed off that we got to communicate.
They're pissed off that we got to communicate. They're pissed off that we got exchange and trade and diplomatic contact. We got all the things we wanted.
Sure.
We frankly didn't particularly want the permanent person in Peking. That would have really created problems in Taiwan.
Yeah, sure.
And we don't have the person to put there.
Very simple.
You
get it all right? Right. Oh, Mr. Carroll, isn't that 3 days down there good for you?
Oh, I'm so glad that you made me do that because...
Well, I know we are. Can we all be aligned? Much more than I keep so please don't get your staff to do something that they don't need. Just get the structure job for the permanent members of the NSC. That's incidentally. Let's give them a comment. I'm going to help.
Yeah.
I don't intend to invite Mike. He's been in his family since Mitchell's gone. Now he's got nothing to have in the NSC, but we'll set another comment.
Fair enough.